I'm going to take you home to meet my mother. Many young men have said this to their sweethearts, and many young ladies have said this to their swains. I'm going to take you home to meet the family, to meet my mother and dad, and to have them approve of you. And I find it very fascinating. I wonder how many fathers and mothers disapprove of the person their child has chosen for a life partner or someone they're interested in. I wonder how many. No. I wonder how many mothers and fathers are able to handle it with wisdom. How many mothers and fathers realize that if they tell their daughter and son, "No way, you shouldn't be associating with that person at all. That person is below your dignity, below everything. You know, that person is above you, and you'll never be able to live up to their criteria." You know, and you know, maybe so. But the thing is, how many parents have misunderstood what their children are doing when they bring home their beloved? Now, if the parents were to say, "Oh, wow, yes, oh, yes, that is a wonderful girl. Oh, that is the girl that I wish I could have married, you know, that's so super, so wonderful," you know, overkill it. And then the child can never say, "My dad disagreed or agreed." It'd say, "Man, he really didn't know." And when the girl brings home a boy, and the parents say, "Does he make enough money? Does he do that's not the question. That's not the question. How many people would have guessed that Obama was going to be president of the United States? Or any black person, you know, within the foreseeable future? And now, it's just the most normal thing in the world, which is what it should be, you know? And it's beautiful. But the thing is, how many people would have thought just 1 year ago that the prison at Guantanamo Bay was going to be closed? Now, many people would like it. Many people wished it. Many people were thinking about it, and all for the wrong reasons. And finally, the president has decided to close it, and so what happens? It's closed. Now, is there a chance that it may stay open? No. The decision is made. Now it's just a matter of adjusting it. Is there a chance that the prisons in California are going to continue to be overcrowded and get more and more and more and more and more into it? Well, not the federal government has anything to say about it. And the federal government is taking over the prisons in California already. And they have done that. And it's just a matter of time now for them to sort and organize and shift and get rid of the people who don't need to be in prison to be rehabilitated, and whatever and whatever. And they could perhaps reduce the prison population by 2/3, which is a considerable amount, and maybe even more. Mm-hmm. Now, really, remember reading Dweller on Two Planets. The two boys were out in the countryside, and they found this gold mine. And they thought, "Hey, neat, neat, neat." And everything belonged to everybody. There was no private property. And so they started taking home the gold. And I don't know what they were using it for, but they were taking home the gold. And so somebody found out about it, that they were doing this. And so they put them before the magistrate. And the magistrate said, "All right, you have two choices. One, stop stealing the gold and cooperate with the rules of our nation. Or have this cap put on your head for 2 seconds, and then that's all." "Well, what's the cap for 2 seconds?" "Well, the cap for 2 seconds will take away all your antisocial activities, all your antisocial thinking, all your antisocial attitudes, which keep you from being a normal, responsible citizen in our country." Now, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Now, what would happen if the boys took the antisocial pill? If they put the cap on their head and had that electrical charge put through them or whatever it was that they were using, what would happen to them? Well, the boys would have lost some of their vivacity, some of their imaginativeness, some of their creativity, some of their imagination. You know, it would be better for them to keep all of their creativity and cooperate with the rules of the country in which they're living, or go somewhere else if you could, and or to take that CAP test and have your brain altered so that you're not antisocial anymore. That's quite a responsible thing to do, because when you take away that, what are you taking away? You're taking away a lot of their creativity, because what do they want to do with their antisocial behavior? They want to be me. You know, they want to do what they want to do. Well, teach them how to do what they want to do by being social, by being acceptable in their society. Now, when the mother sees her son digging in the backyard and making a real big mess, the mother goes back there and says, "Freddie, I think it's time you had a helper." "What, Mom? You approve what I'm doing?" "Not a matter of I approve what you're doing, but you need a helper. You're working so hard." "Well, who would help me?" "Well, Rex would help you. He'd get out there and he would dig just as much as you're digging. And he digs and he has fun with no purpose. Once the hole is dug, he has no interest in covering it back in again." Now, I suggest you let Rex dig the holes and you fill them in. You know, that way you make a real good team. And pretty soon I'd have it all done. "But, Mom, that's not the point of it. I wanted to do it because I wanted to do it because I was irritating my sisters and I was doing this." "Hey, son, your father and I have been thinking about this, and we've been trying to decide how we could handle it. Now, son, would you like to have the responsibility to make the backyard looking as beautiful as it could be, and the front yard too?" "Well, that sounds like work." "Well, how would you like it if we bought you a tractor so that you could plow up the backyard and plow up the front yard and put in a good crop of beautiful flowers or cotton or anything else you want to do? And how would you like it?" "A tractor? Oh, boy." "Now, if you use a tractor, you want to use it to make the yard beautiful, not a matter of just having holes all over the place." "Okay, Mom. Mom? If I'm going to get a tractor, I would like to go over to the tractor school where they teach you how to use the tractor so you can do all the things you want to do and you don't have to trial and error it." "Well, son, I think that's a great idea." And so the son goes over to the tractor school and he learns how to use the tractor for leveling roads, for plowing and for disking and for harrowing, for planting. He learns how to use the tractor to do all those things. And then he comes home. He said, "Mom, this is neat, you know. I can make it beautiful, you know." And pretty soon, he goes through the whole backyard, and it never looked the same. But with a little more imagination, he did it several times, and pretty soon he had it perfect. Now, is he going to be antisocial?
No.
Not at all. Because he has had permission to think creatively about his world. And when we are able to think creatively about our world, if we have permission from our parents to bring home people, I brought home people, as naturally five kids in our family, we all brought people home that we met here and there, and people whom our parents would never normally be seen with. But we brought them home, and when we brought them home, our parents would say, "Well, how wonderful," you know, and treat them just like a member of the family. And then later, they'd talk to us and they'd say, "Now, do you realize that they're not used to coming in the front door? They're not used to doing this. They're not used to doing that because, you know, that was a different time. That was a different time when your help came in the back door, never through the front door. And your help, you know, the people who worked for you and did things for you, even if they were, didn't matter what the color was or anything else, they came in the back door." And I said, "Mom, I don't know of any person who does not deserve to come in the front door of my house, because any person that I know is a wonderful person." Well, my mom couldn't say a thing, you know. And so I was the only one of us kids that we're able to bring our black friends and our friends who were laborers and people who were not, you know, living in our category through our front door. I was the only one. And I told him. I said, you know, you are just wonderful. You are my friend. And I'm happy to be here. And they took me in their houses, never once thinking of taking me through the back door only. Back door is where we went most of the time because that's where you go in and out the house. But they, to introduce me to their family, they took me through the front door. And that was just wonderful. Now, that's respect. And when we can teach that respect to our children, and we teach that respect to our nations, we teach that respect to our friends wherever they may be, we will be respected, and of course they will be respected too. So think about that. Where do you stand on this game of life that you're playing? Where do you stand? What's your position? Do you like yourself? Do you think that you're a wonderful person? Do you think... Just remember, smart people, you say, oh, yes, 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 I like myself. All of you, shake your heads just like a little magpie. If you like yourself, never can you be discourteous to another person. Never can you judge or misjudge another person. Never can you be unkind to anyone in your world, however they got there. You cannot. Because if you like yourself, you give out to others who you are. And if you don't like yourself, then you're discourteous to other people. You're a mess, and it's understood. You know, it's not strange at all. But if you really like yourself, then you see everyone wonderful. Every kid I brought home was wonderful, you know. And we didn't have to leave our shoes at the door, because our feet would get cold in the house. We didn't have to do anything. All we had to do is, my dad would say, when you come to the dining table, or the eating table, because we had a dining room and we had a kitchen, but we ate mostly in the kitchen. But when you come to the table, you do not have your hair up in rollers. You don't have your hair up in curlers and stuff like that. And you don't come in your bathrobe. And never come in your pajamas, you know. And you come properly dressed, Levi's or what have you, but properly dressed for every meal. Because you're showing respect to yourself and to the family. Well, that was fine. But when my dad wasn't home or I was alone, you know, then I dressed like I chose or not, you know. And that was wonderful. That was wonderful. But I always respected whatever my dad asked, whatever my mother asked, and we got along just fine. And you can too. You don't have to be antisocial in this world. You can be so harmonious that everything works out beautiful. Well, have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.